sweet. They light up when they see him. And I'm like, you know, this is one of the projects I want to do as an adjunct to New York City Women Who Rock is Rock Against Ageism, because there's been so much disrespect and so much horrible violence against elders in the city. There's like frail people going around trying to, you know, just go shopping and do their thing, and they're getting jumped. And sometimes they're getting jumped by more than one person. And I can't fathom it. I can't fathom it. So we want to do something of a peer leadership project where kids go in to these nursing homes and assisted living residences and interview adults, elders who have a story to tell, whatever it is, something historical, something personal, and write a song about
amazing.
It.
That is great.
No. That's an amazing idea. And I have to tell you something funny. You mentioned retirement homes. I did something with my daughter when she was like seven, eight years old. There was a retirement community near where I lived by the beach. And we used to go there on the weekends, and we would go and buy a bunch of flowers, and we would go around to the different people, because a lot of them don't have people that come to see them. They're there and
they're lonely.
They're just,
that's right.
You know,
yes.
They never know.
Yes.
So
that's
she
right.
Would go,
that's right.
And she would hand out flowers to all these people, and they loved her, and she became really close to a lot of them. And the sad thing is, you know, they go
beautiful.
To the next place.
Yeah,
yes. Explain that to an 8-year-old. It's hard crying because they're missing that person. They don't understand.
Yes.
But
yes,
she got that. You know what I mean? It was like she remembered that. And she still, to this day, remembers it. So I think that what you're doing, it invokes a lot of people that have empathy and to understand a little bit more, you know?
Absolutely, because you know what? We're all getting older. That's
super
important. Yeah.
Yep. Totally.
Definitely.
That's so cool.
It's very good.
So tell me about the Kasabi event, because Spencer
the Kasabi event was
on
so
it briefly
cool.
once,
we ran
but
into my
tell
old
me
neighbor.
About your experience there. Yeah.
It was fantastic. Kasabi is an amazing artist. I mean, all the album covers he's done and seeing Spencer there, that was so cool.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Mark and I were in the Ramones show. I had my two album covers, and Mark had his Ramones covers, quite nice. But the show, Holly, was at a really nice gallery right Val downtown, and it was
beautiful.
It was all kinds of like artwork and a couple of covers and this whole thing. It's like. So crowd scene, right? It was a mob scene. It's like
he was very welcoming, and he was really he was like a warrior, you know, because there were all these people trying to hound him for photos and such.
Right.
And
right.
we were lucky enough to get a picture with him, you know. But my friend Adam Sands told me about it, and I hadn't known until the day of, and I was like, Jesse, come on, we gotta go. And I'm so glad we got there.
Oh, that's
and
great.
It's interesting.
That's
you know,
great.
Sparks is like, I don't know if he's the art dealer for Kasabi. I know he is, I think, an art dealer. He was our neighbor, and he has a son named Jesse as well, and we used to be neighbors. And his son, Jesse, I think Sparks told me, has been playing on the School of Rock tour, playing lead guitar.
Oh, wow.
So he's a Jesse
that's
who's
cool.
a rocker.
Yeah.
I've got a Jesse who's a rocker. And then there's another Jesse that my Jesse went to school with who's a year old. And he's a little rocker, so I'm like, well, we got to start the parental advisory unit and get all these Jessies together.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No.
Well, yeah, you
great.
Know, Val. I went to Val. I usually go to the Kids and Rock event run by David Wish.
Little Kids Rock.
Yeah. I go there. I've been to the one with Bonnie Raitt. Was given an award with another great musician. And I did work with Bonnie Raitt in my early years, by the way. But it was like
wonderful.
A great event every year he has, you know, for kids and rock. And they, you know, it's you see these kids play. They come from all over the country, and they play at this event. It's really amazing. The whole
it's wonderful.
Every year.
That's so cool. That's so cool. Yeah, it's inspiring.
I love to see children that are so inspired by music, because music is such a great outlet. For you know, emotional outlet for a lot of people,
it is.
And
it
so is.
Is
writing. So
So it's writing.
You know, you want you're hoping that a lot of them will write their own songs, and you know, it's really funny.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot now. I mean, it's booming where a lot of people are just coming out, and you know, we were talking. You touched on how music has changed, and you know, it doesn't sound the same, and we're losing a little bit of that. You know, they're more into the electronic stuff and man-made music
production.
It's like you need to have the music. Yeah, exactly. You know, you have to,
which is great. Which is great.
Really,
but then, what about connecting in real time? You know,
mm-hmm.
cyberspace is awesome and digitized and all kinds of cool things you can do in the studio. It's freaking awesome, man. Listen to Billie Eilish
mm-hmm.
and all that cool stuff. But then, what about connecting as humans with, you know, via the universal language of music? You know, what about that?
Yeah.
What about drum circles that they have in Africa where people gather together who don't even know each other's language?
Oh, totally.
And unite.
I've seen that.
You know?
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
I've seen that firsthand.
You know, there's
in
another
Africa.
Side to it.
It's
I think that,
crazy.
That gets lost in the sauce. But one thing mm-hmm. I wanted to tell you is that March 8th is officially International Women's Day. It's going to be a Sunday, and we're going to be at the Red Lion from 2 p.m. until 6:30 p.m. doing a benefit for arts for abused children as part of the New York City Women Who Rock Fest. And it's in celebration of Mother Earth and Moms Who Rock. So, yeah,
oh,
Jeff
wow,
is definitely going to be playing drums with us on that day. And some of the other
Well,
some
I'll
of the other
definitely
spawns.
Be flying around somewhere, doing something somewhere.
You're going to be there
on that
spirit.
Day.
We'll give you
Women's
a big shout out, Molly.
Definitely,
absolutely.
Oh no, it's really
yeah,
huge in my life. Women's Day, especially, and then Mother's Day is so important. And you know,
Mother's
I
Day.
Want to
That's
say
right.
the thing about Mother's Day for me is there are a lot of men that had to take the place of a mother because
absolutely.
A mother had to work or a mother's away
yeah.
on. You know, they're off fighting a war or, you know, helping people. So the parent, the fathers had to take over the you know, point of a mother and a father. So I honor both, you know, I honor
absolutely.
On Mother's Day. It's like, and to all the men that had to take the place of a mother, you know, it's really
right.
important. A lot
true.
Of people don't realize,
right.
you know.
Yes.
And,
yeah.
You know, it's a super, super important time, I think. So now,
yeah.
Let's give out your website real quick.
Okay. Just have valkinsler.com, which is in the process of being updated, but I'm still there and folks can message me there. I'm also on Facebook. The band has facebook.com/VKB Live, VKB Val Kinsler Band Live. And Instagram,
okay,
NYC Valkyrie.
Yeah, and let's spell your last name. It's K-I-N-Z-L-E-R, and
correct.
Then Valkyrie is easy. I mean, we all know what a Valkyrie is. Jeez, I love Valkyrie.
Rescuing
working-class
heroes and war-torn people.
Oh, no.
I'm always rescuing Valkyrie. Somebody.
Yeah, we are. We're like angels in training, you know. We really are.
True. But you know, the hardest thing about doing a week long festival for me is that playing in with various musicians and backing some other artists, as well as trying to get a stronghold on keeping my own chops up with my own band, and then having to promote to make sure people attend these shows to keep the venue owners happy, and then. You know, everything is like a juggling act, I dare say. So I love being busy, but I also have to catch my breath. And that's the hardest thing, catching my breath in the middle while staying on task. You know, it's a real juggling act.
Right. I got to ask you a question. What musicians do you follow or were you brought up, you know, when you were brought up in music, who did you look to?
I love... strong female singers. I'm really fussy about vocals. I mean, I do love artists like Alison Krauss. I think is beautiful. Also, Janis Joplin, of course, Grace Slick, you know, came back from the 60s. But I think originally my first main inspiration, and Genya Raven. the great Genya Raven, who produced
my first
CD.
We had her on radio. Yeah.
And Debbie Harry, certainly, of course, Joan Jett, all of the above. But earlier on, when I was, you know, my family had its own challenges, like many do, and I grew up with four brothers, and it was kind of, I had to carve out my own identity aside from being, you know, assigned the task of being just the girl and kitchen and cleaning and all that stuff. And basically, I listened to a lot of inspirational blues and jazz and gospel, Nina Simone, Mahalia Jackson, Big Mama Thornton, Rosetta Tharpe. Like a lot of those. Oh, Linda Ronstadt, too. I love a good,
Did you ever listen to Patsy Cline?
Soulful. Oh, love Patsy Cline. Love Patsy Cline.
Me too.
Yeah,
oh,
she's
doing
great.
Some of her songs on at the Red Lion.
Great.
Yeah, and you know, when you hear somebody like an Etta James, Nina Simone, when you hear Mavis Staples, one of my all time favorites, Mavis, I cannot get enough. It's a drug for me. I mean, forget about it. It's better than any drug you could ever hope to take. You know, because you can hear that lived through quality. You can feel that soul. That soul resonates through all the bullshit in the world. You know, it just clears stuff right up. You know, no questions asked. Boom, there it is.
Did your brothers, let me ask you a question, in the family, like Amy Winehouse, when I saw a documentary on her, she was very influenced by a brother. Like her brother had all these albums that she used to go over and listen to. Did you have that with your brothers? I mean, did they?
I did. My oldest brother, he was kind of a, we never got along. But I have to say, the one thing he did give me, we were in a rowboat the day Janis Joplin died in New Jersey. And from the beach cliff in up above, I hear this cackling Texas, you know, hickabilly voice singing Mercedes Benz. And then they went into like the cheap thrill dive. And I said, who is that singing? He said, that's Janis Joplin. She OD'd today. I said, what does that mean? You know, that's how young I was. But he got me hip to Black Sabbath, Metallica,
Janis
Joplin, all that like hard rock stuff. And even Creedence Clearwater. Mm-hmm. Oh, Frank Zappa's Fillmore album with Flo and Eddie. And yours, Flo and Eddie. I saw every Zappa show. I have got every Zappa album in my
Oh my God, that's great.
Mainly because of my brother Fred. Yeah, I used to go to his Halloween shows at the Beacon Theater in Palladium, which is now a dorm, sadly. Mm-hmm. But all that music and all that history of rock and roll, I really owe to my brother Fred. But aside from that,
great.
We never got along.
Totally.
He educated me on all that stuff.
But music was a common love for both of you. Music brought you two together.
Oh, yeah.
See?
Oh, definitely.
Music is like the sound. Sometimes I think music is the soundtrack of our life. It really
is. Absolutely. It is.
I mean, it's like you know exactly where you were when you hear, you know, if you hear a certain song, it'll take you right back to that moment.
That's right.
Did you ever have that?
I have a lot of
those moments.
So do I.
You know,
are you kidding?
Me too.
I mean, that's the thing about music. You hear a song and it's riveted right in your mind, and you remember where you were. It's like the Kennedy assassination or John Lennon got
that's
shot.
Right.
You remember where you were.
That's right.
It's like that with music, right? You remember a moment in your life. I remember so many moments with great songs that that pops right. Just pops right up, right?
Yeah, when I was growing up, I also listened to a lot of the 70s soul stuff, you know, that Philadelphia sound.
The Sinners,
the Stylistic,
that's great.
Child,
that's great.
And
stuff.
The songwriting
Soul
is
Train.
So wonderful. Soul Train and Motown,
Soul
of course.
Train.
Oh, my God.
You know, all that stuff. Like, how can you deny the greatness of, you know, the crafty songwriting? Marvin Gaye, oh my God, amazing.
Oh, that was Marvin, amazing person. Beautiful lyrics, beautiful music, beautiful man,
But I'm grateful I have been fortunate enough to meet some really well-known artists and open up for numerous well-known artists, and that was a real blessing. It was a big blessing, and a lot of them are no longer with us today. It was sad that Dr. John passed away. He had Thanksgiving dinner at our house a couple of years in a row, and it's hard, but you know, the music does live on, And we have a certain, I think.
You're fading
that,
out,
keep
Val.
That energy going. Oh, sorry.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. It's
anyhow.
Okay. Did you hear that? It faded out a tiny little bit.
I didn't hear it on
You're
this
cutting
end.
In and out a tiny bit.
Sorry.
You're cutting out a tiny bit. Spence, do you hear it?
Yeah, I did.
Hold on.
A little bit. Yeah, definitely. No.
Sorry.
No, we're okay.
No,
don't
ever be sorry. No, it's
all
good.
We're okay.
You know, we're gonna wrap it up too, so you can get going in, everybody. But what I wanted to say to you was, what would you say to any young adults that are listening right now that want to play music, or any parents of any young adults that want their children to get into music? I think we lost her. No, can't hear her. Val, if you're there.
Hello, I'm right here.
Can't hear
I'm
you.
Right here. I'm
there you are.
Can
you're
you hear
back
me?
A tiny little bit. I can hear you now. Yes, you're
you
back.
You can hear me? Okay, good. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Got me?
Did you hear my question? Yeah, I was asking you, we were going to end our show so everybody can get on with their day, and we wanted to thank everyone. But
sure.
I wanted to say
can you hear
to you,
me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I heard your question as well. I would say to somebody who wants to get into music, maintain your path at all costs. Try to tune out the negativity or try not to become discouraged by how difficult it is, because it is a lot more difficult. There's a difference between show business and showing up for your art. And you're going to meet a lot of people along the way who will try to discourage you and let them deflate your inspiration. And for any parents who see their children going in that direction, it's good to advise your kids to have a stable passion, but to still support their interest in the arts and their passion for the arts alongside that. Never to dismantle their hopes.
That's beautiful. Yeah, that's really important.
I got to tell you a story, Val. Val, in my life, I had a chance to design for a couple of very famous women musicians, and I was drawn by record companies. They wanted me to design for them. But you know who I went to? I went to Joan Jett. And Joan Jett, why I really love Joan Jett more than I'm not saying the other, they did great music, but Joan was always supporting, as you well know, Val or Holly, women, big time. And anything she does, it's women and the struggle of women in music. And so I went right away and said, I'm going to design for Joan. And I made that decision. And, you know, she gave me like 6 albums, Judith and I to design.
So great.
But it's not about that. She is a big supporter, as you well know, a driver of women's rights. And that was big with me. So in my heart, I said, you know, the other women were great. I don't want to mention their names. They were great rockers, famous. But she had that thing inside of her which made me gravitate to her. And you know about that, Val, and also Holly.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh,
that's right.
No, absolutely. So that's another good thing to do, you know, to kind of focus in on what you feel like your passion is. So I think that's really important. You know, we are ending our show today with a song you wrote called Show You Care. Do you want to talk a little bit about that before we play it?
Yeah, the lyric was moved from a different musical arrangement when Joe and I hooked up almost 7 years ago now, and it was more like Petula Clark, the music, I dare say, and now it's a rocker tune, which I love. I like it better than the way it was, because Joe heard it, and he thought the lyrics were heavy enough too heavy for the current musical arrangement or the earlier musical arrangement. So we co-wrote a new arrangement, and I really dig this tune. This was a one-shot take at Cherry Bomb Studios on Staten Island when Tony Lazzara was our drummer, with David White on the guitar, Joe on bass, and I just like flipped that vocal in one take, and I really enjoy this song. It's one song when we do a set live that I can just cut loose. I don't have to play the guitar, the piano, or anything. or I can lay back on the organ on the chorus. I can really be like the rock star lead singer and get with the audience on this tune. And it's got a good message. So
yeah, I get that.
I like it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we're gonna play that before we end our show today. And I just wanted to announce that we'll be back on the air on Friday. And I wanted to thank Spencer for being here today, and also yourself, Val, for being here.
Appreciate it. Great to hang out with you
really,
guys.
Really, really. Yeah. and with that, we're going to end our show. and if you wanted to check out what other shows are going to be coming up, just go to Red Velvet Media Blog Talk Radio or check it out on Facebook. Spencer Drace on Facebook. Facebook. I can't believe it. Facebook. Oh my God. Facebook.
Okay.
I said Facebook. That's a new one. That's
yeah, it's a good one. I like that
our
one.
New social platform, Facebook.
that's
funny.
Great.
I don't know
it
why
is. That's a good
I
one.
Said Facebook. I'm oh,
that's
thinking
great.
Of like
that's
what's
great,
going
Holly.
On in space.
That is a good one. That's
that
a good
was,
one.
That was a snafu there, but it's Facebook. Yeah, we're on Facebook, and we're also on Instagram. And I wanted to thank everybody for listening today. And if you missed the beginning of this show, you can listen to it in its entirety on iTunes and also on Red Velvet Media Blog Talk Radio. And Spence and I will be back on Friday. And I don't know. I just want to say it's the middle of the week. I posted a picture earlier today, and I said, it's the middle of the week. I feel like singing Ring of Fire. I posted a picture. I did. You're gonna laugh. I posted one of Jim Marshall's pictures, by the way.
Oh,
and
cool.
It was one of his pictures of Johnny Cash. And I said, hey,
yeah,
I feel like you know, it's ready to sing Ring of Fire, and here we go into the end of the week, and then Friday comes, and we're gonna just, you know, have a great weekend. But it's Wednesday. Be safe wherever you are, and Val, thank you so much for sharing so much of your heartfelt thoughts and
thank
so
you.
Much of what you're doing. And Spencer, thanks so much for being here and bringing Val to the
hey,
show today.
Yeah.
And yeah, so here we are.
Appreciate
with
it.
Show you care and have a great day, guys. Okay.
Thank you so
too,
much. All right.
Bye bye. Okay. Here you guys.
Back
here you guys go.